You're on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday, April 17th, 2023, and this is the regular town council meeting for the town of Curie Beach. John, do you have a short invocation for us?
I do, sir.
Leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance, which is the flag is now behind us. Go ahead, John.
Please join me in prayer. Loving God, bless all those gathered here today as we come together in friendship and fellowship. Thank you for the blessings of our individual and collective God-given gifts. Place in our hearts the desire to make a difference to our families, to our community, to our country, and to the many cultures and peoples worldwide. Give us balance in times of distraction and uncertainty. Help us to move toward our goals with determination and always with an abundant sense of humor. Thank you for food in a world where many know only hunger. Thank you for faith in a world where many only know fear. And thank you for friends in a world where many only know loneliness. For all these things, Lord, we give you thanks. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That wasn't fair. Someone missed our
flag. There he is.
Okay, let's go on to the approval of the consent agenda. Gentlemen, please review the agenda, the consent agenda, and let me know if you have any recommended changes, additions, deletions.
Make a motion we approve as presented.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Consent agenda approved as indicated. Adoption of the regular agenda. Please take a look through the regular agenda items and the old and new business. Advise if there are any additions or deletions to the regular agenda.
I have a deletion to the agenda. The Safe Voting Week proclamation is going to be moved to May.
What number is that?
6.1.
Oh, 6.1?
They're going to move it to May.
Okay. Any others?
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion we approve the agenda as presented. Well, with one change, elimination 6.1.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We shall proceed. Now we come up to public comment. Do you have any people for public comment that have signed up?
No, sir.
All right. Well, we're moving right along tonight. No presentations, so we'll move into the legislative hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to receive comments on proposed text amendment to the following section of the Curie Beach Code 15.08.120.1. Notice of the hearing was posted on the town website and bulletin board on March 27, 2023. And in the Star News on March 29th, 2023, and April 4th, 2023, meeting the notice requirements. We now have the hearing open for any public comments on the aforementioned Curie Beach Code. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to comment on this particular item? Then I don't believe there's any reason for us to prolong that.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion we close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Hearing is closed. We will discuss this further later on in the agenda. Committee business, bike ped advisory committee. Mo's not here. I don't know if you have anything to add.
No, I don't. Mo is out of town. She had a death in her family, so she's not.
Oh,
she's
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
add just a moment to that item. I did fill in or take a tour over in Brunswick County. Formo, she asked me to attend the bike ped.
Yeah.
They actually had a committee meeting of the WMPO bike ped in Brunswick County, and we went on a tour of the Brunswick County section of the Gula-Ganichi trail that they're in the process of trying to get some bike ped trail stuff laid out. And that area is a historic area that actually extends from Jacksonville, Florida to Jacksonville, North Carolina. And so it's quite an extensive, elaborate situation going on. But the Brunswick County people are involved in making some of that trail a reality.
Okay. All right. That's important to know, you know, the other trails that are going on around us. Community Center Committee, we don't have John. John is coming out of surgery. But the Community Center Committee did have their paparazzi. And actually, there were 60 people on a cold and windy morning. About 15 of them were children, though all 60 acted like children with the Easter Bunny. So I would actually rate that a success. We need a little nicer weather, maybe a different venue, maybe Oceanfront Park. But it was well accepted by the people who did attend. So a little more work to do, but it was an enjoyable event for those who came. Historical Preservation Committee. I don't know if we have any feedback relative to that or not.
No, we have no update on that.
No update? Okay, thank you. The Marketing Committee, I don't see Mark Dirk, so I guess we have no Marketing Committee. No feedback, John? Okay. Planning and Zoning Commission, Byron?
Yeah, I've just got three quick things. It had been our intent to present to you guys the proposed text amendment and consistency statement regarding all the work on Chapter 15 with our review session that just occurred this month. Other changes came out that were needed to be done, so we're going to have a final review session at our May meeting and then present to you all in May.
And these are the syntactical amendments. Inserting definitions, deleting redundancies, grammar, typos. That's what they mostly consist of.
Okay.
And so although we're going to start, and we're actually in the midst of doing the permitted uses work now, we would like to kind of ping you guys around the fact that if there is another chapter that you would like us to prioritize after 15, we would like to know that.
Okay. All right. So...
And then we did conclude work on the first five zones as far as permitted uses, RA1, RA1A, RA2, RA2A, and RA2T. We developed the text amendment and consistency statements. However, we're wanting to hold those for the time being to get further along with some of the other zones, just to make sure that we don't come across something that then requires us to have to revisit the zones that we've already done.
I think that's a smart way to do it.
And then. It had been our intent at the last meeting to start work on RA3, RA3A, RA4, and RB1. Unfortunately, a firearm is preventing us from being able to move forward. And so that was tabled and is now part of our main agenda.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Byron.
Yes, sir.
Making some progress there. Shoreline access and beach protection. Rick, any comments?
We now have all new signs or updated signs on the beach, including the new dog rules are on there, so when you go on the ramp, you'll see the new signs and everything like that. Thanks to Jimmy's crew. They are in there 100% done, I do believe.
Yeah. Jimmy was telling me he put up 200 signs. Is he kidding?
Or it seems like it's about 200 signs. Okay. He had to work on every single sign close to the water, that's for sure.
All right.
But they look good.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for getting that done, Rick. I appreciate that. Everybody in the town appreciates that. Stormwater Committee. Tracy.
So this stormwater is pretty brief. We met on our regular scheduled meeting March 27th. We welcomed three new committee members. Bob Poole represents Three Beach Village, Russ Timmons, the Keys, and Tim Wright, Live Oak Village. We did change our meeting time from 5 p.m. the fourth Monday to 5:30 to better accommodate some conflicting schedules. We do have a special working session scheduled 5 p.m. April 19th to begin phase one of our stormwater permitting area master map. And I think this is already on the town's April calendar.
Tracy, thank you. That's a tough committee.
It's fun.
A lot of technical stuff going on in there. Okay. Moving on to department head business, administration.
I don't have any updates. I think you had asked for updates from department heads, but you guys are in with us all the time. So other than parking and our usual day-to-day, getting ready for the season, that's kind of where we are.
Okay. Thanks, Mandy. John, building inspections.
I'm sorry I didn't include a report this month. I didn't realize it wasn't ready until it was too late. I also want to mention, so you'll have two next month. Just want to mention that there'll be a large crane set up on Fort Fisher Boulevard Thursday morning, setting a hot tub in the 500 block of Fort Fisher Boulevard. Should be there more than about an hour. Just want to make sure you know about that. They're blocking only one lane, and they're going to have traffic services out there directing traffic. So it should be a little impact.
Okay.
North or south?
North.
You got that one, I guess, Chief. All right. Thank you, John. Finance Department. Arlen.
I guess I'll just give one quick update on our software implementation. So we are going live with the utility billing portion. Everything else is complete. Part of it will be tomorrow and Wednesday, and then the following week we'll finish that off. So hopefully, you know, you'll get your new look utility bills in the beginning of May.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Arlen. Fire Department, Chief.
Yes, sir. Just a couple quick updates on the lifeguards. The lifeguard towers are now painted, so they'll be placed on the beach the first couple weeks of May. Lifeguard tryouts will be held on the 6th and the 13th, which is the first two Saturdays of May. We've already had quite a few applications, which is a good sign. JD, so we had 37 applications already so far, which is pretty rare, 12 of which were completely new applicants. So we've already got a good outlook for the showing for this coming year. The two-week training leading up to the season will be held the preceding 2 weeks from Memorial Day weekend. And then I just want to remind everybody we still have two people currently on patrol that started April 1st. They're on patrol from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. They're aware of the new dogs on the beach rule, the new holes rule. And then from 7 to 8, any unattended beach equipment, they'll also pick that up. So they'll come back to the firehouse, grab the trailer, and go down there and take care of that. And then they've already had a few rescues, and they've had three so far.
Okay.
So I have them.
Thank you, Chief. That program is moving right along as well. Police Department.
Just real quick, Chris Carey, our new guy, he's up and running. He's by himself. He had a really good arrest the other night with a convicted felon having a firearm. So he's getting in there and doing his thing. So it's good work by him. All the guys are aware of upcoming events that we're having. We're coordinating with Parks and Public Works to barricade off roads and other items that are needed. We have extra manpower coming in for Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day as well.
Okay, thanks, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Things under control. You'll pray for no craziness. Public Works, Jimmy, what you got going?
Just want to give a couple updates. The Mississippi Pin Fish Project has begun. Actually, they have finished Mississippi already, so they'll be moving on to Pin Fish hopefully this week. The sod project, it got started today, so hopefully it will be finished Wednesday, late Wednesday, Thursday morning, decided to be in. Top of Clearwater today. Our meters, our flow meters, going to Carolina Beach. I'll get up with him today, tomorrow, and discuss when they'll be installed. And then also, they paid the contract. I've got a contract signed with Fred Smith today on the C-Lane project. So that's where we stand.
All right, you guys are busy. So the new side's going to be in around like Wednesday?
Yeah, the side will be in Wednesday morning before lunch. So
how long do you got to keep people off of it? How long do you have to keep people off of it?
They said 8 to 10 days.
So you guys fence it, sand fence it or something? Because people will call.
Yeah, we've got all the irrigation and everything going down there. So we'll keep it roped off for a few days.
Good.
Okay. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks,
Jimmy. Use sand fence, not rope, because they'll climb over it. Thanks.
And thanks for getting all the signs up.
Yep.
Recreation Department, Nikki.
So an update with the courts at the Joyx Park. They were anticipating the start date right after Memorial Day, and I got a note late last week that they could start as early as Monday, next Monday, so the 24th. I'm waiting for final confirmation and their COI on that before I blast it on the town news, but once they begin, the courts will be closed for 2 weeks for them to complete that project. So we want to communicate that as quickly as we can to the public once we're confirmed. But the summer schedule is finalized and the rat cards and posters are out. We had a couple great intern applicants. The application window is closed, so we'll be conducting those interviews and bringing on our summer intern to get them up and running for the summer. And we're ready to go.
So you got a couple good people interview, huh?
Yeah.
That's exciting. And we have all our bands lined up for
everything.
Boogie in the Park.
Ready to go. And the Curious Community Fest, which formerly the Street Festival, is in 2 weeks, so the 29th, mm-hmm. last Saturday.
And I noticed that you have the community center pretty well booked for special events.
Yeah, it's definitely picked up. Shorter lead time to the rentals, yeah.
I mean, that's great. That brings revenue into the town, so that's great. Thanks, Nikki.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I actually want to say, all of you, you know, it's that time of year. It's busy. We're getting ready for season, and season is upon us almost. So I appreciate all the work that's being done by the committees, and I appreciate all the work that is being done by the staff. You guys make the town beautiful. Appreciate it. Okay, moving into the old business part of the meeting, we have the counselor.
Is this the text amendment we have, or is that where we are?
Yes. Consideration of action and proposed text amendment.
Right, that should be up. That will be up on the screen momentarily. We touched upon this briefly during the last meeting. I'll read you the text amendment. It's pretty simple. For major work after, this is new language that we propose putting into 1508.120.I, which is the regulations for the downtown preservation overlay district. And the red ink is what I'm focusing on. For major work applications, in other words, this does not apply to minor work applications, the building inspector shall appear at the hearing, testify to, and submit a written report on whether the proposed work complies, in his or her opinion, with the design standards and the review criteria. I think it's more instructive to explain why staff is proposing this text amendment. First of all, we're dealing with quasi-judicial hearings, which are evidentiary hearings. And I've experienced enough of them on both sides of the governing board to say that I think there's a great deal of confusion, both with public bodies as well as the layperson applicants, as to how to conduct a quasi-judicial hearing. Saw that very clearly in a recent COA application to the Historic Preservation Commission. That's the first point. Second point, legally, the applicant, whether it's denied or whether it's granted, the decision has to be supported by evidence in the record. So hypothetically, if an application came before HPC and they denied it and it was a red button issue and the owner wanted to pursue that, took it to the Board of Adjustment and Superior Court, if the evidence was insufficient to support the HPC's decision,
that decision could easily be overturned by the Superior Court. The third point related to all that is, since 2019, if something ends up in the Superior Court and it's proven that the municipality was in error, then there's a very significant risk of the applicant, not vice versa, but the applicant being awarded tens of thousands in attorney's fees. So this text amendment simply intends, whether an application is denied or granted, to help ensure, particularly for layperson applicants who don't understand the process, that there is sufficient evidence in the record supporting the decision that the HBC makes.
That's okay.
Essentially it. I'd be glad to answer any questions you might have, but that's the...
I think that was a pretty good description. I don't know if the others have a...
I don't have any questions.
Comment?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. The proposed amendment, we need a motion to accept it and a motion to accept the consistency statement if we agree.
So make a motion to accept the proposed amendment as presented and to accept the town council consistency statement saying it's in line with the land use plan.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Next up on their old business is the RFQs for engineering service in the Mid-Black Crossings project. Alan.
All right, so we received a request for qualifications for traffic engineering and design for our mid-block crossings. Some of them are more elaborate than others, but we just bunched them all together. And we've received those requests in. Town Council scored them as we did before. On a score of 90 was the total points. And the firm, all three were very, very qualified. And we got a, and you could have really just, we could reach into a hat and drawn them out. But the Trans Systems scored the highest, with Withers and Ravenel close behind. So if you would, I would like to make a motion to accept this as Trans Systems. And we will negotiate it. I'll negotiate a contract with them and bring that contract back to council. That's my motion.
Yeah. I'll second his motion. Yeah.
Okay. Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Thank you for putting the scoring methodology together, Alan. And thanks for picking up the negotiation. Okay. Certification of the Curry Beach Land Use Plan.
That's simple. I don't need to go to the podium for that. We received an email and I believe a certified letter confirming that.
They mailed it. I haven't received it yet.
CRC has approved our land use plan, so that's all done top to bottom.
Well done. Excellent. Thank you. This is a big project and that's behind us now and good for several years. Okay, moving on into new business. Consideration of the action on proposed text amendment to Article 9, Section 9, and Article 6, Section 2 of the Town of Curry Beach Personnel Policy.
I'll take that, Mayor. Thank you. It came to light that there was some... let's look at the screen first. The strikeouts are what is currently in the personnel policy with respect to health insurance upon retirement. And it became clear to town council that there was ambiguity in this current text. Ambiguity as to whether the employee needed to work up to the date of retirement or whether cumulative service equaled the total required prior to retiring under the state system. There was also other ambiguities or problems with the current text. If you notice in the current text, the town is obligated to pay it reads as if the town is obligated to pay benefits, but really the issue is premiums. So as a result of the poor draftsmanship of this current text, council deliberated and reached a consensus and instructed staff on how to proceed with amending this provision. And that's what we have in front of you tonight. First of all, we took it out of Article 9, as you can see by the strikeouts, because Article 9 deals with separation and disciplinary actions. And staff is proposing that we, if you could turn the page to page 2.
Just sit next to the top.
Next to the top. Sorry, I'm trying to do it from my iPad. I've got internet down.
There you go. So we moved it from separation and disciplinary actions to Article 6, employee benefits, because that's basically what we're talking about. We inserted the subsection headings. You see A is unchanged. B is really the heart of the matter. And all this is pursuant to the instructions staff received from council. For full-time employees retiring under the state system, the town will pay, in accordance with Table 2-1 below, all or part of the premiums for their individual, that clarification was lacking in the present text, of their individual health insurance, provided they were employed by the town on a full-time basis on the day before the effective date of their retirement. Table 2.1 sets forth the years of service and the amount of the benefit provided based on the years of service. But you'll notice that, again, pursuant to council's instruction, it's cumulative service, not continuous service. So no matter how they got it, if they got 20 years of service and they're working with the town up to the date of their retirement, then they qualify. We also clarified the language in the current text with respect to Medicare. That's subsection D. Other than a Medicare plan offered under the town's group health insurance, the town shall not pay any cost of premiums associated with a retiring employee's Medicare eligibility or coverage. That takes care of a slew of Medicare options. Sometimes you got Plan C, you got Plan G, you got Plan D, you have the IRMA increases in the premiums, all that is ruled out and limited to other than what's provided by the town's plan at the time. And then finally, subsection C, which I skipped a second ago. If the health insurance carrier requires a portion of the premium to be paid by the retiring employee, then the employee is responsible for that portion of the premium. So staff's opinion is that this clarifies what council has informed staff that it intends to do with this benefit. So if you have any questions, I'm glad to answer.
Any questions for the counselor?
No.
I think it pretty well identifies corrections that were necessary to that. So I believe we need a
you'd like to entertain a motion to
yes, we need a motion for that.
Text amend the personnel policy as presented.
Yep. I'll make a motion we text amend the personnel policy as presented by staff.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Counselor. Thank you, Mandy. Okay, moving into updates, mayor updates, I will refer to the commissioners. So let's go with Commissioner Allen. Mr. Oliver.
Me first? Okay. Just a couple updates on some things, folks. The Greenway feasibility study, I found out today that the first meeting with staff and all parties, that's the state of North Carolina, Alta, all the people south of, south of town through the Fort Fisher Museum, Aquarium, everybody, we have a meeting coming up May 1st. Fort Fisher and K Avenue Interchange, Withers and Ravenel have been selected. We do have their contract in hand. and we're reviewing that now. We hope to bring that back as soon as our attorney and the NCDOT approves. We'll bring that back for approval, council, hopefully at the May meeting. They have a tentative schedule to start some survey work for the project in the first, around the 1st of June. We've talked about mid-block crossings tonight. We talked about the Public Works building at the budget retreat today. Sandman Park, our design is complete. We were going to schedule a public meeting to be discussed at a future date to show the report and bring that forward to everybody. So that's coming up. Nothing really to report from ports and waterways that affects Curie Beach, but we are still working with Congressman Rouser on the COBRA interpretation so Carolina Beach and Rifle Beach can use the dredge sand out of inlets, which in the long run will make our projects cheaper and will save the sand on our offshore bar site where we have to get our sand. And we're smart moves of working on the beach access grant for L Avenue and the one just south of the pier, those two access points, and that application is due on April 28th.
Why don't you give an update on Representative Charles Miller?
Okay. The mayor and I presented Representative Miller with a picture of the Oceanfront Park. He requested a picture from us when we were in Raleigh and met with him, and we provided him with a frame. We were going to go take it to Southport to him, and he wanted to come see us. So last Friday, he and his staff came, and we presented him with a picture, and we talked about our legislative request that we had made when we were in Raleigh. This past week, they were off. This week, they're back in session, and they're starting making their budget request per district. So we're in his district request right now. So hopefully we're going to get everything we asked for. But had a nice meeting, and then he went on up to Carolina Beach and spent some time with them. So.
Thank you. Commissioner Allen, anything?
Yes, sir. I want to speak a moment or two about the WMPO. That's the Wilmington Urban Area Planning Organization. And we deal with, I'm the Curie Beach's representative to that organization. And we deal with basically the federal transportation dollars that come into the Tri-County. I'll show you a map in just a moment. But this was about 20 pages in this outline with a lot of writing on it, and I recommend that to you if you're interested in the transportation business around this area. I'm going to touch on about three, maybe four or five of these with one highlight. This first page here, you can see down at the near the bottom of it with the little emojis, airplanes, bike, pedestrian, motorist, metro, rail, and ferry. The boat represents the ferry system. So the mission of this group is to deal with those six modes of transportation, and we plan for a 20-year cycle. We just recently approved the 2045 plan, and now we will start working on the 2050 plan. You can move on to slide two. Is that mission? Go up to three. Go ahead. There's the committee. You notice that handsome guy on the left side of the bottom. This is last year's group. Each community, Navasa, Belleville, all those places have a representative, an elected representative to their towns, are members of this board. The chair in the top row to the left, Mr. Peepmeyer, he left his office, did not run for re-election. So the gentleman to his right, in the middle up there, Miller, is Hank Miller from Wrightsville. He is the new chair now. And, of course, down beside me to the right is Deb Hayes. And I think most of you know that she passed away recently. Very sorry. She is a very active worker on this board. And I think they voted maybe today at the supervisors meeting to replace her with a gentleman.
Dane won. Dane's been appointed.
Oh, okay. He did get that position. So, anyway, move on to the next one. I think is the map of the area that the board looks at. You can see there. Of course, Cary Beach doesn't have a lot of the things going on in that county area, but we do get recognized. Go down to page 6. Yeah. You notice a little, well, 6 and 7, but the picture, one, go up one, the little picture there in the bottom is Cary Beach bike pad, and then the write-up about it is on page 7 there. Move on to page 12. Yeah, I think the one in the middle of there, it says the River to the Sea bike ride. This is the 33rd year of that bike ride, and yours truly has signed up to do that. It'll be May the 6th. They depart the river about 7 o'clock in the morning, ride over to Wrightsville and back. Page 13. The MPO meets in part of the downtown government offices, and they have got an old building that they're refurbishing, so the WMPO will have its own building to work out of, because there is a staff besides these elected people that meet and talk about these issues. So the staff will have their own operating space, and we'll have a conference room in that building. And then page 17. Yeah. This is the first page or the cover page of the 2045 plan. You can Google on that. It's a whole stack of paper, and you can see the things that are in that plan. And there is also, besides the elected officials meeting monthly to talk about these types of issues, they have a Citizens Advisory Committee, which we, Cary Beach, just advertised for people to fill out a volunteer form if you would like to serve on that committee. And that, each one of the towns gets to have a citizen to represent that town, and they begin working on putting together the new 2050 plan. That's a monthly meeting, runs about 2.5 years. So we will pick one of those people to serve on this committee. Unless you have any questions, that's a highlight of a lot of material, and you can go back through and see the different priorities that committee has set for this, again, Tri-County area. And things like very little of this affects us unless you go over the bridge. But once you get over there, there's a lot of traffic congestion. And one of the things they're doing is where Eastwood Road crosses the Oleander goes on out there, they're going to make that an overpass. So one of those roads will just have straight flow, and the other one will go over, and it'll have flow too. So you don't come to those great big intersections. The same up where you go north on to get on to 40, where Martin Luther King intersection right there. that's going to become a overpass, underpass, and not have all that come together with lights and turns and everything. So there is a lot going on. Some of those things are already in the 24, 25, 26. One of the issues that we'll be dealing with real soon is a new replacement to Cape Fear Memorial Bridge. A lot of things there. We've had a couple of briefings on that before. One being that an unsolicited proposal was presented to our board that a company said, we will totally build it the way you want it if you will let us charge a toll. That got shut down. Those are the types of issues. So unless there's any questions, I'll shut up about transportation.
I do have this printed plan. It's in our conference room, which I can't access at the moment. But if you're interested in seeing it, we do have a printed copy here at Town Hall. Just give me, let me know. I'll pull it out for you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Dennis, anything?
Parking update.
Okay.
So, last week here in Curie Beach was our best week in terms of generating revenue for parking. There were over 2,200 customers who visited us and paid for parking. In terms of passes, currently there's been about 230 non-resident passes sold. Surprised me a little bit, the number, but it's there. Resident passes, this now includes Curie Beach and Carolina Beach. 966, so we're getting close to 1,000 resident passes. So all total, almost 1,200 passes have been issued for Curie Beach beaches. Revenue from passes itself is about $70,000. So last week's revenue was the best week we've had so far. It was Easter week. We had a lot of people here. So I think we're off to a good start this year. Let's hope the weather continues to be good and that we don't have any major issues with 4th of July weekend, Memorial Day weekend, any of the other busy weekends that we have. But parking is on track. I think that number of citations were issued as well.
Yes.
So a couple hundred citations were issued by the parking company as well. But I think that's early by the parking company. I think people will get used to that, and hopefully things will go under. One other thing that Ed didn't mention from the fire department. Last month, he mentioned that the delivery for the new fire engine would be delayed a little bit until July, September of 2024. And I think that is not drastically delayed from where it was originally proposed, if I recall. But Ed has informed me that they're going to be getting engineering drawings this fall, and then that the chief and will visit the plant a couple times pre-construction and mid-construction to make sure they're doing a good job building the new fire engine for the fire department. So that's my update from
that. Thank you, Commissioner.
Dave?
Yeah. They're always. I think they're working.
Oh, they're working, all right. Okay. So just two short things. Next month on the agenda will be the annexes to the emergency plan. So if you guys remember, in December we approved the base plan, which we worked with New Hanover County and changed how the emergency management plans of the county work so they all line up. We still have to do the annexes, so that'll be on our agenda for next month. And then request permission from council to work with staff to set the two hurricane learning sessions that we have in May, since May is next month. They probably won't be till late May, but I'll work with staff if I have council approval to get that out and schedule those. It'll probably be a Friday night and a Saturday afternoon so people can have a chance to participate.
Okay, let's. We have consensus for David to work with staff to set up the dates for the hurricane education.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
And then lastly, I'm also on the Fire Department Board of Directors, and the Volunteer Fire Department awarded scholarships this year. So we started two scholarship programs. One we started 2.5 years ago, and the second one we started this past year with the passing of our longtime treasurer, Mike Robertson. So last Monday, we awarded three individuals the four scholarships. One got one of each of the scholarships. You'll probably see that. I'm sure Ed will have pictures and stuff to advertise on the town website here with staff. But it's a good opportunity for the Volunteer Fire Department to give back. So we want to make sure people in the community know about it. So we'll be advertising that with pictures and big checks and all that good stuff. So. And then lastly, Pleasure Island News is up and running. They do not have a website. I mentioned them at the last council meeting that, you know, I personally think it's very important that we have a small town paper focused mostly to keep council straight, but to do the Fourth Estate stuff that needs to happen, right? And so I'm a big proponent of them. Now that they actually have a couple issues out, I would like permission from council to use our email distribution list to communicate to the citizens to support that paper. So I'll write something up and pass it through you guys, and if, with your permission, I'd like to send out our email blast to get people to participate. I've been talking with the editor, and the way that went down, they did not get the previous subscription information, so they can't solicit subscribers. They have 5 subscribers from Curie Beach right now, so I'd like it to be a lot more than that. Just because I think it's important for the community to have a paper where they can look and see what Caroline and Curie Beach are doing. So you'll see something from me requesting permission to use the email distribution list. And then finally, this is an election year. We have a policy. We should make sure and get that out, Mandy, about how that distribution list is used by people running for council, and communicate it to anyone that signs up so that we don't, everyone gets a fair shot and we don't abuse the citizens with too many emails. I think it was once a month if I remember, but I don't remember now.
From the town?
Yes.
We don't send anything out from the town.
We made a policy that says that it could be used by people that were running
the
for council.
Center.
No. For people that were running for council, we made a policy on the email distribution list. Once they register, we don't give them the list. Basically, they send something to you, and you send it out the blast. I think it was once a month from registration to the election. So they could do a July, an August, a September, and October email, and that will be it.
Okay.
See if you can find it. I know it's been
a
while.
Aware, but I'll check into it.
Well, that's because we've had some unopposed elections, right? But now that hopefully we won't have that. And if we don't, we should understand that policy. And if we don't, we should bring it back to council so council can review it before we get into the season.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure there was one. In fact, I'm positive. I just can't remember exactly what it was.
It was actually during...
It was
Dean and Emily.
I know it was Dean and Emily. That's why. Yeah. That's why I know we made the policy, because Dean and Emily were both on council.
I don't remember using it when the first time John and I ran.
Yeah, did y'all?
I did do a policy for the community center that you could rent it or do certain things, but I don't remember. But there, I will check into
there
it.
There was an email policy.
We'll look.
There was
at
definitely
it
an email policy.
There, I do recall that. Based on the dynamics of that particular
yeah.
situation, there was something came up.
Because one of them exactly wanted to use it a lot, and we were like, no. So we made a policy. Here's the policy. And I believe it was once a month. Maybe it was once an election. I don't remember.
My recollection was it was one time. You get a one-time shot.
It may have been.
But that's...
Whatever it is, we should look at it before we get close. So.
I'll look into it. I want to look it up right now, but we can't with the internet.
Like, no, that's fine.
And we should have the council look at it, because if these people can do it running, what about the people who aren't on council?
Well, no, that's what... It was for everybody.
Was it for everybody?
Well, we should look at it and see and just make whatever it is, right? But
yep.
It should be fair. No one should be able to... One, our citizens, I don't want the email distribution to... People stop looking at it, right? Turn it off, because it's for emergencies and important stuff. but we should look at that policy and then to say if we agree with it or not, right?
Okay. All right. Do you got that one, Andy?
That's all I've got.
Anything else, gentlemen?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?